Neil, another question, which is cetuximab. You don't have the issue about wound healing. What about that in this situation?
Sure. So there are certainly data, phase two data, with regard to the addition of cetuximab to FOLFOX chemotherapy, which in a reasonably sized phase two study, there seemed to be a very high response rate. That said, this is not an enormous experience, and other frontline data have been presented by Allen with regard to chemotherapy plus cetuximab showing improved response with the addition of cetuximab. So I do believe it's an option in patients who haven't been previously treated. We don't have big experience with long-term data, but it certainly is likely to improve response rate, I think, when added to chemotherapy.
Norm, what went into the decision to choose Bev for the study?
Well, we thought it was, in this setting, the right option, and that, you know, one of the hopes of this trial is really to determine what the complications are as a result of using the bevacizumab.
I just want to make one other point. I mean, I think the cetuximab questions are reasonable, but we still have to bear in mind that there's no survival data for first-line cetuximab yet, and we do have that for bevacizumab, so the data sets are not equivalent at this point in time.